Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado, and I'm going to jump right in today and pose the question, what happens when you have questions and the answer just doesn't come to you? Now, regardless of how hard you try, there's always going to be times when the answers you're seeking aren't ready to be discovered. When that happens, and it will happen, I believe when that happens, we're being called to allow for some space to let our heart, our intuition, our brain, all of those things catch up with each other. And that requires trust that the right answers will present themselves when you need them or when the timing is right. First, you have to be patient and sit with the question. So when I say that, that requires a level of trust in ourselves, trusting the universe, trusting we are the wisest person that we know. And I know that that sounds silly sometimes and is a big concept, but I wholeheartedly believe that that's true. So self-trust, or even we can say self-confidence or self-reliance, is really having faith in ourselves and our abilities. I think that it involves believing in our own judgment, trusting the choices, and trusting the capability that we have to navigate through challenges and pursue the things that we want effectively. Trust, or even self-trust, is a belief system that we get to step into because it empowers us to really rely on our own instincts and the knowledge we have, the wisdom that we have, the experiences that we've created or been through in our lives, and also the ability to make correct choices and to take the correct actions towards whatever it is that we want. So I love the topic of trust. I will even break it down into like the subcategory of self-trust, although trust inherently, if you're trusting yourself, would be encompassed in that. But for the sake of this podcast, we'll talk about trust and self-trust. I think that there's a couple things that need to make up what trust is. And so I'm going to go over those. And again, belief in your abilities. Trust absolutely involves believing in your skills or talents or capacity to handle situations that you are in or situations that arise or situations that come to you. It's all about recognizing our strengths and then having the confidence in our ability to learn from what's ever coming across our path, adapting, navigating, and then ultimately growing from those situations. I also believe self-trust requires acceptance and acknowledging every part of us, our strengths, our weaknesses, our imperfections, our limitations, and then also having the ability to not undermine our confidence. It's perfectly okay to understand in this moment what my limitations are and then not use those limitations as a way to undermine my confidence in something. It's about embracing yourself fully, including your strengths, your weaknesses, and the areas that you get to improve on. Another big part of trust, trusting yourself, trusting the universe or whatever your higher power is, trusting your instincts and your intuition, like I said. It definitely involves listening to your intuition and trusting your instincts. It means honoring your inner voice. You know, we have gut feelings for a reason. So sometimes I know it's easy to want to ignore those, but those are there for a reason. And that supports you. Your inner voice or your gut feeling or whatever verbiage you use is absolutely there to support you in making choices and navigating through uncertain situations. I also think trust or self-trust is linked to resilience, almost like a puzzle piece. They're connected beautifully. Resilience, the ability to bounce back from any challenges, from situations that we deem are failures or setbacks. It's about trusting in your capacity to overcome obstacles in the face of adversity. And then not only overcome the obstacle, but then thrive in the face of that, knowing that anything that comes to your space, all of that adversity is there, again, to have you learn, adapt, and grow. And then I also think that self-trust is rooted, like foundationally rooted in authenticity. Like I said, we are the wisest people we know. Being true to ourselves and aligning our actions, our thoughts, our conversations, our beliefs, our values, principles, and our goals, having all of those aligned, all of those arrows pointing in the same direction. Huge. It's about staying true to who you are. Again, in the face of any of those external pressures or expectations that people place on you, that even your egoic self puts on you. Creating self-trust or nurturing it or even cultivating it, it's not always easy and it's not going to happen overnight. And once you step into it, it might not last. So understanding that it's a lifelong journey, that it involves self-awareness, self-reflection, it involves compassion and grace when you do navigate off of that path to come back to that. It's going to require hypervigilance in understanding that self-doubt and fear and all of that negative self-talk and all of that stuff, that is going to come and go. When it's here, understand that it's a natural part of life. And then that's where you have the compassion and grace for yourself. And then you navigate back. Anytime you have that negative self-talk come up, any challenges, those self-doubts, the fears, the looking good stuff, because that stuff is going to come up. And it's okay that it comes up, but it's not okay that it stays. It's not okay that you buy into it. Okay. Acknowledge it. Let it move through you, because building self-trust is going to lead to greater confidence. It's going to have you have that sense of power or empowerment that's going to have you navigating through life's ups and downs, because life is full of ups and downs. So it's all about trusting that you can get through those down moments, trusting that you can get through those up moments and everything in between. Anyway, this is going to be short and sweet today. I hope that this supports you. Please go back and listen to this. We're talking about what happens when you're ready for answers and life isn't ready to give you those answers yet. How do you stay in the gap of that while having patience and trusting that you're supposed to be in that gap? Okay. If you know somebody who is going through it right now and this could support them, please send it to them. I would love that. And with that, I'm going to end this like I end every episode. So you are in charge of your happiness. Go out and create something amazing today just because you say so.